Gain your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
It's going to make you jump out of a window and rape white women.
Desi.
I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out and I received some oral attention.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM, Channel 1.
So, Dusty, you're like a revolutionary now.
Why?
Because you're protesting and shit, coming back.
Oh, yeah, for the fucking dispensaries in La Puente.
Yeah, that's right. I was there, too.
Yeah. Oh, you're there, too? Okay, I didn't know that. So, what the hell's going on? They're trying to close our dispensaries?
Yeah, they're trying to close them down because there's, like, a couple, like, parents and, like, old people and people from schools complaining.
I hate parents and old people.
Yeah, they're saying that, oh, the children, you know, that because of the dispensaries.
The children.
Yeah, because of the dispensaries that children are, like, you know, are being able to get weed and stuff like that.
But children aren't.
Yeah, they're not.
Exactly.
And then what we explained to them was, you know, if you do ban all of these dispensaries, you know, you're going to have a lawsuit, first of all, because you said that it was okay for them to have the dispensary.
Exactly.
And now you're taking it away.
As soon as they say, you know, as soon as they say that, it's the devil.
Oh, exactly. Our friend Christian is hanging out with us tonight. Yeah. What's up, Christian?
How's it going?
You remember from the tattoo show?
Yeah.
What's up, Christian?
I'm back again. Yeah, as soon as, you know, the white people, it's the devil.
The white people, I'm half white.
The funny thing is, the people who own the dispensary.
I'm full white, and I'm going against them, you know what I mean?
No, look. The people that were up there at the protest, you know, in the hearing, they were mostly old Mexican women.
Yeah.
Bitching and complaining.
And they were trying to say that, you know, people are fornicating and peeing on walls and stuff like that because of the dispensaries. And then another man walked up and said he had been living in La Puente for 55 years and that's been going on before the dispensaries were even there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's La Puente. It's not fucking Beverly Hills.
No.
La Puente.
I was just fornicating and peeing on the wall right before I showed up to the show.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with weed, right?
I wasn't even high at that.
Nothing. Exactly. Sober. See?
You know what I have to say about that, though, is I'm working there for a couple days that I did. The people that go in there... They belong to another subculture in society, you know.
The people, like, that belong...
Wait, where? Embellish on that. Yeah, subculture. What is that?
Because everybody that smokes weed, you know, you're in the 420 club. You know it.
Right.
You can
tell. We all know. You can spot it right away.
Yeah.
No.
And from what the people that I've known that smoke weed, you know, either legally or illegally, they all have a certain mentality, like, you know, it's much more fun to be around them. And
exactly.
It's not a big heartache, and, you know, they're not doing something stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah, they can still think for themselves. They're just tired.
We're too high to be doing something stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We're just chilling.
We're chilling. Yeah, we're not trying to go out there and kill people. We're hanging out. And that's what I don't understand about these people that are trying to close this down. And it's those same people that come from our grandparents' generation. Yeah. Where
and the other...
Where weed is like heroin. I mean, it's just like heroin. They put that shit in the same. We go back to the reefer madness and the propaganda and all that shit. That's what it all stems
from.
But
La Puente's also getting money from the dispensaries in taxes. Our dispensary gave $12,000 in 1 month to them. And
thank you.
They were also saying, you know, you close the dispensaries, you're also going to lose a lot of money, which you can be using for the city. And you're going to be giving that money to the gang members
and the cartel. Closing them is going to make the streets worse because you're going to have the drug dealers out there with more power.
Exactly.
That's the angle you guys got to hit.
That's exactly what we explained.
The economic, you know what I mean? The detriment that you guys are causing to our city by doing this with your old mentalities and this.
Exactly.
And they don't understand if everybody in La Puente has a place to go to get their marijuana, they're not going to go to the drug dealers. And by doing so, they're going to drive them to go to other places where there aren't dispensaries so they can sell illegally and make the streets dangerous again.
Exactly. The average Californian does not call up a dealer, hey, let me get that 60 bag of eighth or whatever, bloom for that granddaddy. No, the average Californian has a fucking card and they're going down the streets of whatever dispensary is open and they're getting their thing there. It's really cutting out a lot of crime because a lot of, you know, I mean, it's weed, but a lot of crazy shit can happen while you're on your way to picking up that fucking weed.
And the dispensaries, they do not double as crack houses. They do not double as
exactly.
You know,
and that's a great point. Yeah, that's
heroin. You can't sell heroin there. So, I mean, but other places, you know, illegally you go there to buy weed. You can also buy crack, heroin, meth, shrooms,
you know what?
Ecstasy.
I almost bought a midget when I went to the last
crack. See what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
So I was like $20 short. And
we have too much in common. We can't.
$20 short?
Jesus. And
oh, but this guy loves midgets. We give a shout out to the midget. Anybody little people.
I got
to
find a midget friend now, damn it.
I see.
I'll bring him to the show.
Like Chelsea Handler. Get a nugget.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? That dude's funny.
Chewy.
I like
Chewy. She calls him her little nugget.
Yeah, Chelsea's kind of hot.
He's awesome.
She was on the cover of Playboy. I didn't know she was that hot.
I like Chelsea.
I didn't know she was that hot.
Is that right? Is she hot for real?
Yeah.
She doesn't look hot.
Yeah. I was hit years
ago. Yeah, I never really, the pancake ass. Not a big fan.
Check out the Playboy issue she was on.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
She probably has a little Spanish back in like maybe three generations back. A little bit.
You know what trend I see now?
What's
Asians
that?
And white girls having more ass than blacks.
I've been exactly right.
That's the trend I see lately.
Exactly.
Throw that out there, black girls. You gotta step it up or not.
You gotta step it up. On that note, shit.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
So, let's go down south, guys.
Where are we going?
Florida. Surprise.
No, not surprised.
Yeah, no, this guy got caught doing something that I would do. Apparently, a Florida senator, yes, I said senator, peeks at porn mid-debate.
What?
Senator Mike Bennett... The Florida state senator was caught last week when video cameras captured him opening an email containing adult pictures during a controversial debate about women's abortion rights.
Wow.
This is proof that there's too many cameras out there, people. They caught him checking this out. The video was shot by the Sunshine State News Service, and it shows him staring at topless women posing on a beach. Now, this is his quote. I was just sitting there bored, and they were debating the abortion bill, Bennett told the Sunshine News. I didn't know it was in there. As soon as I realized what it was, I shut it. So that was one of his homies sent him, hey, Bill, then, you got to check this out, man.
And then he added, after that, I wasn't bored no more.
For real, I wasn't bored. I sat through that whole debate.
Well, if those are the people who are like, that's the senator of Florida, right?
This is
probably why this law didn't. Or this law got scrapped in Florida because my story is a Florida story.
Oh, Jesus.
Florida scraps anti-bestiality law.
What is it with bestiality?
Yeah, it says you think that an anti-bestiality law would be a slam dunk to pass, but apparently not in Florida.
In spite of
vocal complaints from residents about the issue and a major push from Democratic state senator, a provision makes bestiality illegal failed to pass in Florida legislature this week. The state now remains one of the several without specific legislation on the matter. The law failed to gain adequate political support from legislators who feared wasting time addressing a rare crime in the midst of job crisis.
Come on. That's a slam dunk. Are you kidding me?
Well, look at the guy who's the senator. Come on. That's why it didn't pass. Like, oh, I want us to look at that.
Jesus Christ. I mean... bestiality. That should have been on the laws like 200 years ago. It's not right to have sex with animals, people.
It's this not. Is wrong.
It doesn't matter if they're 40 pounds like in Washington State. I mean, what is up with these laws? Christian, you don't know. We talk about this a few times. In Washington State, it's okay to have sex with an animal as long as it's under 40 pounds.
If it's 50 pounds, you're going to jail,
it's
you pig.
It's crazy.
Yep. If it's under 40 pounds, okay.
Crazy.
You're obeying the law.
This is real laws.
You know what? I got a friend. I'm going to tell him to carry a scale on him.
Good. All right. This pig's okay. Go.
Well, you know what? Throw him on the scale.
Good call.
Some people are... actually turning to Craigslist to find their new political parties.
What?
Yeah, because let's see, where is this place at?
Florida?
I love Craigslist,
no,
by the way.
It's not Florida.
I got my car off Craigslist.
Aurora. I guess it's Canada?
Aurora, Colorado.
Colorado.
Yep.
Independent gubernatorial candidate Jason R. Clark has posted an online ad on Craigslist to find his running mate. Clark's posting for a candidate for Lieutenant governor, says he's looking for a voter registered as unaffiliated person who is at least 30 years old, a U.S. citizen, and who will have lived in Colorado for at least 2 years by Election Day.
Oh,
Clark
Jesus.
Said Sunday he wants to invite everybody in. The Aurora businessman and former U.S. Army officer said he doesn't feel represented by either of the major cities that he feels best suited to rebuild the state's economy.
He's going to get a tranny with a penis tattooed on his forehead.
Oh, God.
That's what he's going
to
get.
No, you know what? Is that... Yeah, and he puts it under the free section, too. He's offering free party bus for a month. You run?
Oh, God.
He didn't, like, pay $25 in the job section because anybody who doesn't know about Craigslist, you have to go to the job section.
How do we still... We said free and then it's a free
bus? No. He posted it in Casual Encounters.
Casual Encounter.
No strings attached. Jesus, come on. Is this where we've gone as a culture, guys? Like, we really...
I think so.
Oh, Jesus
now
Christ.
Now you can, you know,
I'm glad
run
the,
for...
I'm glad the Asian Christ people are taking over.
Run for politics on Craigslist.
After joining this show, nothing surprises me, and checking out the news now and shit like that. But I'm going to take it a step further on this guy who's looking for his running mate on Craigslist.
Huh.
Because apparently, a man married his dying cat.
What?
Yeah.
Was the cat rich?
No.
Are you sure?
We all love our pets, but when you're making your cat a miniature veil on your sewing machine and sizing up your dog for a best man's tux, you're probably on the wrong side of the law. And a law.
Wow. Is this in down south or something?
No, this was actually in Germany.
Is this cat under 40 pounds?
Wait. Did it say his name?
The cat's name?
No, the guy's name.
The guy's name. Let's see. The German man who reportedly decided to marry his cat said he wanted to tie the knot with his cat, Cecilia. They got the cat's name. Uh-huh. That's about it.
Okay.
As soon as vets told him she didn't have long to live. However, because marrying an animal is illegal and a little bit fucking weird in Germany, the man had to actually pay an actress $395 to pose as his wife. So... she can put his name on.
So you got a fake wife?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All that to marry his
cat.
Why
is your name Miss Kitty?
Exactly.
Sounds like he has problems.
Hot manager Denise, these are the people that you...
That I love.
...do therapy to. Yeah, that...
Yes.
So you're always going to have a job. Because we do crazy-ass stories, and every single story we do involves somebody who needs to go to therapy.
Yes.
She does therapy.
You should actually try to get these people's numbers.
Yeah, seriously.
Believe me.
You know what? Oh, shit, we should cross-promote. Maybe we could put our services on our website.
There you go.
My own private practice.
Shit. Because I'm sure all of our listeners are nuts.
You know we're going to have to get a cut of that, right?
Oh, I'll do a scale. I'll charge on a scale.
Oh, okay. I'll take scale. Shit, that's something. We're not making anything right now. I'll take something.
$5.
That'll work. Shit, that's lunch, guys.
I'll pay with tattoos.
There you go.
That works.
We'll barter.
Pay me any.
We'll barter. Sound good? We'll barter.
No. That's the number one thing you learn. You cannot barter for services.
Is that right?
I will lose my license.
Oh, you will.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we have to give her money.
Under the table.
But what? Yeah, we say nothing. Let's not say anything
exactly.
to anybody.
You don't know nothing.
Well, this guy's kind of dumb. He man makes up robbery to get ride home.
What?
Yeah, I think this is in Maryland.
Oh.
A man called 911 and made up a story about being robbed so that he could get a ride home. The man told officers that he had been walking on Route 225 when a car stopped and someone put a gun to his head and demanded money. The man claimed to have complied, and the suspects fled.
Wow.
But officers searched the area and noticed inconsistency.
Whatever.
Aww,
you're so...
In his account...
You guys went to the same school, huh?
Yeah, I know. Huh?
Keep going, Desi.
Fuck you guys. It's the weed, Alboy.
Yeah.
I could read
the Big Daddy
shit.
So
didn't we read something a couple months ago, literally, about some woman doing this shit? Calling 911? Are people not watching the news?
The reason why he did it was because his phone ran out of minutes and the only thing he could call was 911.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got a shout.
Oh, God. Have you guys been hearing the recent news that this is actually... I've heard it on KFI.
Oh, you've been watching the news? Or
no, I've been listening to KFI. Okay. I'm in my car lately.
Okay.
But anyway.
Going to Fullerton.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes, exactly.
Nasty. Goodbye.
Anyway.
go ahead.
Oh boy. Okay, so over in, I guess it's LAX, you know how they have those x-ray machines that you have to walk through and they're full body scans?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, basically what happened was this guy, he was going through a training session.
Uh-huh.
And in the training session, every employee has to go through there and actually be scanned like a regular person so that they, you know how it feels to go through it. You know, they know what you can see, what right. you can't see, so that they're more sensitive to it.
Okay.
What happened was this guy went in there and it turns out that he's not very well endowed in the shorts.
Aww.
And you apparently going through this body scan, you can see how big it is.
You can, yeah.
And unfortunately, it must have been a cold day because he's got a pretty small.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, pobrecito.
And it says Transportation Security Administration employee Rolando Negrin. Let's just put his name out there.
Rolando Negrin. Facebook him. I'm sure that's a rare name.
Yeah, Facebook that name.
I'm gonna Facebook him tonight. Go ahead.
He was arrested for assaulting a coworker who had mocked his manhood after the 44-year-old passed through a full body scanner in Miami International Airport. This is actually Miami, actually.
Miami.
Things turned violent after a training session in which Negrin walked through a passenger imager, a new machine so TSA searchers or screeners can see if they are hiding anything under their clothes. When Negrin went through the machine, a supervisor came cracking jokes about his penis with their colleagues. Embarrassed, Negrin accused of confronting one of his coworkers in an employee parking lot and striking him with a police baton.
Oh.
Negrin then told the victim to kneel down and say you're sorry.
What?
Right the curb!
A police report said victim stated he was in fear and complied with Negrin.
Wow. Dude. Yep.
And it also says, according to police reports obtained by CBS News, Negrin had been mocked at work for more than a year before, and he could not take the jokes anymore and lost his mind.
Wow, dude.
He went postal.
Poor guy. See, it must... Oh, that sucks to have a small wiener.
It does.
It really does, because, I mean, it's a stereotype, but it's pretty goddamn true. I was blessed with the better half of the... race, and I heard Latinos are pretty well endowed. I don't know, but
yeah, I would say so. Okay, Tim doesn't have a problem with it.
We're two notches up above standard issue.
Okay, so you guys are okay.
So standard white, you mean white with a little bit of black is standard issue.
Got you. So you guys are kind of like me. I'm half white, half black.
Yeah,
but
we're good.
Roll with that side on this. Yeah. I roll with the black, but when I'm in court, I'm hi sir, how are you? It's very it's a pleasure to meet you.
Good evening, officer. How you doing?
And I stand on my toes.
I brought you a bagel.
Wow. Yeah, so my friend had some problems. We're going to keep him anonymous tonight, but we're going to talk about friends with benefits and fuck buddies.
Yep.
Because my friend, and I'm going to keep him anonymous. I'm going to try so hard to keep him anonymous.
Please
but
do. I don't want to bleep anything
out. I know. It's hard. And he had a bad experience with an F buddy. So tonight we're going to talk about that shit because I think the majority of the people in the room in here have had F buddies.
Maybe.
I know. Desi, we're going to.
Wait.
Me and you always.
Friend buddies?
Fuck buddies.
Oh.
Yes. Friends with benefits. Aye.
But first.
You got mail.
Oh, God.
Wow. We've got mail. Well, I was actually talking to Michael Boogaloo Shrimp, who came on our show.
Really?
About four or five, maybe about seven, eight shows ago. But I'm just talking to him, and he said, man, I was listening to the show, and you guys are doing your thing. He said, keep doing your thing, because as long as you keep that motivation out there. He gave some real inspiring words, and I was high and drunk, so I couldn't really put it together. But he understands, because he knows that I'm a good guy, but I like to party and do my thing, so... He's a cool
guy. You should
tell
him to send us a Facebook message.
I will. You know what? I'm going to do that. Michael Boogaloo Shrimp, for anybody who doesn't know, is from Breaking. He's Turbo from Breaking. He is the guy. Taught Michael Jackson how to moonwalk. He is the man. He was on our show. And he was on our show a while back, and he just gave us some nice words. He said, man, keep doing your thing, because I know what it's like to have that dedication. And I just want to thank you, Michael, because you sobered me up for a few seconds.
You know who else gave us a shout-out?
Who?
Anthony Antlive Rivera.
Antlive! That's my boy, man.
Yeah, he actually gave us a shout-out on his show, the D420 show.
420!
Right back over Mother's Day, I believe.
Nice. Yeah, that's my homie,
I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna put that little show up there on the website.
Yes.
We'll give our buddy Anthony Antline Rivera a shout out.
He is the man.
Awesome.
So we're gonna take a little break.
We'll be back,
and we're talking about Fuck Buddies.
Hey, Oddcasters, this is Robert here. Hey, go check out PodTalkers.com because we added a ton of new content. We got new shows, we got a new layout, we got a new format, we got a new everything. Just go on to the PodTalkers.com website and check it out. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your uncles, your cousins, your nephews, your brothers, your guys that live down the street from the corner next to the trash can that doesn't stay there too long because he goes to the liquor store sometimes. And then that guy knows somebody that mows your lawn. Yeah, tell that guy too. Anyway, PodTalkers.com. Turn it on.
Would it be alright if I hit you up every once in a while just to beat it up? So good in between the sheets, and you never wanna mess up a good thing, baby. Cause it would be okay if you told me to. If I'm not on tour, I would come right through. But I ain't got time for games. You could be my fun buddy.
We fuck buddies, sex studies. We keep it from everybody. Never tell a soul, never let them know. We do it undercover, not only under the covers. We lovers, we smother each other like muffins and butter. The loving is butter. She love it that I come from the gutter. She shiver and shiver. She coming out, she wet as a river. I'm sweating the river. Plus I'm kind of wet from this liquor. I'm ready to pick her up, dick her down, dick her up. Dick it down from the jump, lick it down, lick it up. Suck on it until it erupts. And when it do, bitch, duck. We got a routine and baby love to stick with it. I come through, pick some money up and split with it. And if she ain't up on it, I'll tell her, get with it. Holla at your boy, baby, I'm the shit with it. And use a flip with it, but I don't trip with it. So let me be your fuck buddy for a quick minute.
Would it be alright if I hit you up every once in a while just to beat it up? So good in between the sheets, and you never wanna mess up a good thing, baby. Cause it would be okay if you told me to. If I'm not on tour, I would come right through. But I ain't got time for games. You could be my fun buddy.
Every time I come through, and swoop you up. All your folks, they be acting curious, cause they already know we be doing bad things all night.
Baby,
she would travel all around the world, even go down on another girl. She already know how to give me all the things that I like.
Baby,
I know that you're the one, cause your love is so wonderful. So let me beat it up, relax your mind, get comfortable.
In a while just to beat it up. So good in between the sheets, and you never wanna mess up a good thing, baby. Cause it would be okay if you told me to. If I'm not on tour, I would come right through. But yeah, I ain't got time for games. You could be my fun buddy.
What it is, what it do, what the deal? I'm off of this, me and Biz coming through, trying to chill. Time to feel like a queen, bitch, and sit up under royalty. Rubbing sunscreen to your body, nice and oily. Bitch, come spoil me, make me come orally. Not a game, not for play, so bitch, don't toy with me. My eyes blurry, I'm doing a buck 20 to pick up my fuck buddy. She waiting, so why hurry? And when I get her, I'ma pick up and take out the Denny. She can order good and plenty, I ain't stingy. Not a word while we doing what we doing. Let's just do this and keep it moving. Me and my
baby,
I know that you're the one, cause your love is so wonderful.
So wonderful.
So let me beat it up, relax your mind, get comfortable.
In a while just to beat it up. So good in between the sheets, and you never wanna mess up a good thing, baby. Cause it would be okay if you told me to. If I'm not on tour, I would come right.
You're listening to The Oddcast on PodTalkers.com. Turn it on.
Hey, y'all. I am so thankful for PodTalkers.com. They gone and saved my marriage. I started giving my hubby BJs after he did his chores, like they said, and now I can't get him to stop doing chores. They're doing things like cleaning pots and pans, even cleaning the gum off the driveway.
Hey, hon, I finished punching the toilet.
Dying. See? I gotta go. Thanks, PodTalkers.com.
PodTalkers.com. It'll save your marriage.
So according to the Urban Dictionary, the definition of friends with benefits is typically two good friends who have casual sex without a monogamous relationship, without being emotionally involved, and or having any kind of commitment.
Ooh, damn, I like that.
Yeah, that a lot of people tend to do that.
Shit. That's a real popular thing, dude.
Why do you think we have best friends? Because we're best friends for a reason. You're close in many ways.
Think about it. Friends and benefits. That's two nice things, dude. That's like, oh, a friend with benefits? Great.
It can, but it doesn't always work out.
It can get complicated.
It's like always.
It's like a credit card with zero APR introductory rate.
Exactly.
For 3 months.
Tricks you. It pulls you in, but then when you get in, you're like, fuck, what did I get into?
As Dave Chappelle would, gotcha, bitch.
Exactly, dude. That's how friends with benefits usually works out. And I'm sorry to say, I love you ladies, but that, guys, we go in it like,
that's,
we're friends with benefits. Yeah, woohoo.
But like, yeah, you're my girlfriend when I'm with you, but when I leave, don't call me.
Exactly. Don't text me. Don't none of that. But on the other hand, the girl is like, no. I want something else. In general, you know, usually it's like that. And it's like, oh, that's where it starts going wrong.
That's where it can get messy when emotions get involved on either side.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've had my best friend for 7 years, and it's kind of like that.
Oh, boy.
Your best friend, girl or guy?
But it's not like something we do, like, plan or anything. It's just something that just kind of happens when we're drunk. But it's just, but there's never any, like, you know, no strings attached. There's no like,
okay, because I'm a pervert, girl or guy.
Girl. Yolanda. Yes.
Oh, I love it. See, that, Desi, God bless you. God bless
you.
Well,
I mean, if I think about it, for the whole 7 years of being a best friend, it's happened few times, you know, not like regularly, but it's happened.
If it happened a few times regularly, we really don't have a problem with that. You know?
I mean, you know.
Again, we're going to have pictures up on the webcast there. Check us out.
There's a picture of me and her kissing online.
There is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
need to check out the website. That's podtalkers.com.
You need.
Thank you.
But the cool thing about it is just like, you know, it's comfortable. There's no, it doesn't feel weird, it doesn't feel awkward. It's just like whatever. It's,
there's
like, it's pillows. Like it didn't even happen. It's like whatever.
There's,
it's like
pillows, it happened. There's blankets, there's they got a snuggie.
Can I get a friend like that?
It's something just to, you know, you got, talk I about it, laugh about
as
it
as long as it's a girl and I can watch
I
her.
Knew you were gonna say
no problem. Snuggie it all up, baby.
No snuggie.
Cuddle buddy. We need a cuddle buddy.
A cuddle buddy instead of a fuck buddy.
I hear spooning.
But there are certain rules, because like you guys say, it gets out of hand with you guys.
We have gotten jealous though.
Yeah.
Thing. When it comes to other girls, when it's guys, we don't care. But when it came to other girls, we just get jealous.
So the opposite of me and, okay.
We've gotten over it, but like before, a while ago, it had gotten like that. Now it's just to the point where we don't care anymore.
Interesting.
They had a huddle.
We've got arguments about it.
4-3-2, Johnson Jett. That's what you got to do. You got to come together because
You know what I'm saying? Again, I gotta point this out. She probably, if it was a fat girl, you know what I mean, or if it was a thin girl, there would be a total different.
And Yolanda is gorgeous. She's really pretty.
Is she that right?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm gonna jump on there.
PodTalkers.com.
Robert. Good job. Good job, Robert. I like how you think. But there are steps when you go inside into a friends with benefits or F buddy or homie lover friend. You know, there's certain rules you got to do and. Basically, step one is you got to be clear of what you want. To make your friends with benefits experience a good one, you got to know what to expect in the relationship. You got to take the time to think about it. There is no one size fits all. Having a basic understanding of your needs and being able to articulate these needs could help you save a lot of drama in the end. You got to go into it knowing look, we're just, look, this is all it is. We're just F buddies. You know, I'll call you when I'm out of the club, you know, when I'm horny. I mean, that's what it is, right?
You know, I have a really good definition of how to handle this situation.
Please.
You mind if I do that?
Please.
Divulge.
Please.
I'm going to try to do this. I'm try to do it live.
This is a new job. Yeah, he has a new job, guys.
This is a website I found, and I'm going to read the instructions for how to have a successful friends with benefits relationship.
No, okay. This is the best.
So finally, you got what you wanted, a no frills, no strings attached friends with benefits relationship. Well, mazel tov. Now you're worried it's too good to be true. All of the fun and none of the work? How are you going to screw this one up? Not to worry. Let us walk you through it. The first thing you need to do to have a successful friends with benefits relationship is to think of it like a temp job. So let's look at the do's and don'ts, and just imagine the temp job is your FWB relationship. Now here are the do's and don'ts. Do, make sure the person that's hiring you knows that they're hiring you for a temp position.
Yes.
Don't assume that just because you're being hired as a temp that you'll be asked to go perm.
Preach!
Don't take a temp job at the same place you used to work full-time less than 3 months ago. Do keep looking for a better full-time job, but don't flaunt it. Do dress appropriately. Don't expect special treatment on your birthday.
Thank God damn it.
Don't get too comfortable. Do treat every day like it could be your last.
I'm raising my fist.
Don't ever leave anything there.
Raise it high up.
Preach.
No matter how long you think you'll be working there, always make sure you get the most out of it that you can.
Ah.
Don't worry about doing your best. Don't take it too seriously. Don't expect anyone to care if you get sick.
Please, ladies.
Do not expect anything.
Thank you.
And do have fun. If you're not having fun, then why are you temping? And remember, if you've been temping at the same office for almost a year, it's not a temp job. It's your full-time job. It's time to reevaluate your situation. You're on your own from here. Good luck.
I like that.
Did you notice all the girls repeated exactly what you said word for word? That was fucking scary. Like, is this something that we don't know about? Like, you guys had this all in your head? Because I saw him lips moving, like, while he was saying that, because this is the first time I've heard it. But you guys act like you knew that shit.
There's a book.
We read the manual. Yeah.
This is
there's a book you guys don't know about that we all read.
Robert,
maybe I could do a teleprompting job now.
That was great advice.
It was. I thought it was excellent, I figured I'd have to do it.
It was presented. Exactly.
Everything in one.
In a package, nicely wrapped
totally
up.
Makes sense,
you wrapped
too.
It all up with, don't expect nothing.
Do nice. Not expect anything.
Exactly. Exactly. You're an F buddy. You're not the main girl. You're not even the second.
The bottom bitch.
You're not the third, as Mac Poo would say. You are not the bottom or the top bitch.
No,
you're like somewhere in the middle just dangling. You're like,
do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I am saying?
You made the fucking draft. You made the draft.
That's a good thing.
You're good.
If I played for the...
You're in the top five.
New York Giants. I'd be happy just to sit on the bench and make $500,000.
I'm not tripping.
And that's what the friend, homie, lover, friend, the friend with benefits, that's what you are. You're making $500,000 a year.
Actually, I tried out for the Clippers this year. I almost made it.
You know, I believe you. Desi could try out for the Clippers and almost make it.
We had lunch after.
But no, that really like tied it up in a wrap because there are steps, there are goals, there are things you need to do to not fuck up a friend, homie, lover, friend relationship, a friend with benefit relationship. You need to choose your partner wisely. This basically is the hardest part. Being friends with benefits requires a delicate balance. Your partner should be someone who you enjoy spending time with and someone looking for the same things as you in a friends with benefits relationship.
On a part-time basis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, don't do it all the time, just sometimes.
You're on call.
Because, I mean, me and her didn't do it all the time, you know?
Can someone who works 4 hours a day make decisions at the stock, you know, walk in with the stock market? You got to play your part. You really got to play your part.
You got to know where you are. You got to know where you are in the totem pole.
Robert.
You're welcome.
Seriously. Last couple weeks, you've been just spouting out just crazy knowledge. And that was a great one. You got to know where you are on the totem pole.
Yeah.
Okay? When you look at a totem pole, what do you look at first? You look at the top.
Exactly.
Thing. You don't look at the bottom or the middle. You look at the top first. You're trying, as a fuck buddy, you're trying to make it up that totem pole.
Right.
But right now, you're at the bottom,
at
you
the
know?
The bottom, yeah.
Exactly.
That sucks. Whoever is at the bottom.
But I mean, you should know what you're getting into.
They're under the nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got it.
That's where you belong. That's your place.
You gotta chill, and you gotta set the rules. Every friends with benefits relationship needs a clear set of boundaries. You gotta sit down with your partner and decide what those rules will be. Make sure you are both satisfied.
Make
with
sure
the
person hiring you knows that you're being hired as a temp.
Exactly. Look, lady, you're the middle of the totem. You're like the second ring up on the totem pole.
You're who I call when I have nobody else.
Exactly. I'm a little drunk.
Your last resort.
Don't get upset about it.
Exactly.
You know that you're that person.
In Spanish, they say cuentas claras, amistades largas.
What does that mean?
That means, you know what I mean, we clear up front, that means we clear.
I like that. See, cuentas, say that one more time.
Cuentas claras, amistades largas.
Nice. I like that.
Our Spanish speaking listeners are going to love that.
Exactly.
Now I know why my grandma used to say that.
Grandma used to say that. Did she have a lot of black guys?
You know what they said they would help?
Yeah. They're moving the bed. They're moving the bed.
They were helping, all right.
What are you doing? Fuck buddies.
Abuelita, what are you doing in there?
Nothing, hijo.
Hey, shut up, bitch. No, but you got to set the rules. And one thing you have to do is you have to stick to your rules. It is easy to get sidetracked. Maybe you spend the night once or twice. Maybe you start to spend more time together than you should. Just remember that the rules should only be broken if you decide to change the nature of the relationship.
Yeah.
If you both decide to change the nature of the relationship.
To no longer be fuck buddies.
To move it on to the next level.
To move up the totem pole.
Exactly. This whole show is going to be the totem pole.
Totem pole.
Exactly. Ladies.
Know, that last part sounded like it needed a notary public there.
Ladies, your whole goal is to move up the totem pole and to be that top thing that we all look at.
Right.
Exactly. When you're at the top of the totem pole, it doesn't matter what you look.
Why is it just ladies? Why not just guys?
Guys too.
I mean, guys too. We do it to, you know, we do the same thing.
That's true.
Tell me, please.
That's true.
I'm just saying, we do the same thing. You know, they want to be something else, but you're not for now. You're just there. Like
you're Mr. Right now.
Nice. You're just for, time being. Nice.
I don't agree with all the rules.
Oh.
I think that's a waste of time. If you're going to be a fuck buddy, that's all you're going to be.
Fuck
so
rules?
Why?
Oh, I like
well, no,
that.
No, but why do you, if you know that's all you're going to be, why do you have to put it out there that this is all you're going to be?
I think you need to outline what a fuck buddy is.
Honestly, I think it's pretty obvious.
It is pretty obvious. I mean, all the signs will be there
when you know, you know.
Yeah, a girl will know.
I'm speaking
for... Some girls are dumb and desperate.
That's what I was going to say.
You think some girls are dumb or they play the part?
They play...
Some are just desperate and crazy.
Christian.
Some of us are fucked up.
Exactly. And Desi, you guys are all speaking real shit.
No, you know, sometimes what happens is that some people play the angle like, okay, I'm going to lead this person on and make them think it's something else so that I can have the fuck buddy relationship but not actually tell them.
That only happens when that person has a crush on that person and just fucks them to fuck
them. You can put salt, lemon, and chili on a piece of shit. You still eating a piece of shit.
True.
You know what I mean? Salt, lemon, and chili makes everything bomb.
Uh-huh. But not shit.
And don't forget the tapatio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But it has to be like that with girls because... I've had my heart broken by a fuck buddy before, and it has to be like that with girls because, you know, you're like, okay, because you start liking the girl like, oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with her. Woo! You're walking sideways like I'm walking right now if you knew what I was doing right now. But no.
I got a picture posted in the blog.
But these girls – and they're thinking in their minds too like, no, he's just an F buddy. He's nothing serious, you know? And we get fooled too. So I agree with Desi and Denise. Like, seriously, we – play that role too, like,
well, you know, I say what I say because unfortunately I've been on the bad end of one of those relationships, you know, like where I thought it was something else but it actually wasn't.
It wasn't. No,
yeah, no.
Mm-mm. And you look like an idiot and you're thinking something
at the end,
same thing, you know, it goes hand in hand. Girls,
that was one of those situations where the guy, you know, made it seem like it was something else until I asked about it.
See, that's what happens, and that's why in a F-buddy relationship, you got to get out before it gets too heavy. Because friends with benefits relationships have a short shelf life.
Yes.
They tend to morph into something deeper for one or both partners. If your casual relationship starts to change, end it unless you are happy with the changes.
Yeah.
Unless you are happy. I feel like a preacher on a on a podium.
Church,
unless
brother.
You are happy with the changes.
Hallelujah, Dustin.
Jesus, ladies.
Oh my Can Lord. I get an amen in the house?
Amen.
Jesus is good.
Talking in tongues now.
We're going to get stricken down. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, somebody cool. smite me.
That is nice.
But you guys got to – and that's the hard thing because – as a guy who's had a past, you know, with a lot of women or whatever, it's Religious. A hard it's a hard thing because a lot of women thing. Get attached. They get attached. Even though you set the boundaries at the beginning, you're like, we're both just F buddies, blah, blah, blah. They all get it attached. And I think every guy could speak for me. And that's really why this topic kind of even came tonight, because my friend had a situation.
Oh, that's right. Your
yeah,
friend.
He had a situation, and
did it turn lethal?
Was you know what? It
was
almost
it,
did.
Was it, a fatal attraction?
It was. You know what? If somebody filmed a movie about that, I would watch it. I would really, really watch
so
it.
So tell us what happened, because I'm interested. Now.
Okay, I'm gonna try not to say his name, but oh Jesus. Okay, so basically, he had a friends with benefits, and they had an understanding at the beginning. Apparently, over last weekend, he was at a club with another girl that he was dating, doing his thing, you know, dancing, uh-huh. boom, boom, boom. She just so happened to be at that club, and she made the biggest scene ever in front of everybody.
I like this.
And keep in mind, they had an understanding at the beginning. You're an F buddy. You know, this is boom. We only call you and boom, 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 boom. They didn't know they were going to both be at the same club. So he's dancing, and she comes up, and he walks up. Who is this bitch? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh my God. He's
uh-oh.
Like, you know, trying to send her away. And the other girl started riffing, like, oh, fuck this bitch, blah, blah, blah. So they started fighting.
Hold
inside.
My baby. Hold my baby.
Girl, exactly. Hold my earrings. Hold my earrings.
Exactly. Oh my. She had her baby. She had her baby. She was breastfeeding her baby as she was.
It was wait, I saw. I was at that club.
Probably some two black girls, one with purple hair,
yeah.
And the other one with red,
I was
light
with
red.
The other one.
Okay. You were with Tanishwa?
Fucking stupid. Oh, bitch said she was going
see,
to the bathroom.
You were dancing with her. No. No, she got arrested, dude. No.
See, I got my heart broken now, too.
Well,
fuck
actually,
this.
She didn't get arrested, and this is really part of the story. She didn't get arrested, but she actually got put in the back of a police car because the girls actually started fighting inside the middle of the club, drinks everywhere, people tripping, and then the guys who were with this girl started tripping with the guys who were over here with this girl.
So
I mean, it really turned
cramps.
Into something. So exactly. So the cops came, and the girls got sat in the back, and they got their fingers waved. Cops waved their fingers in front
yeah.
of them, and they basically got to go home. Like, if it was a guy, we'd be in L.A. County
yeah,
right now.
Get,
who knows what the girls did to get out of the back of the police car.
No finger waving going on to
no,
the Hispanic
no,
and black.
Like, exactly.
Oh, there was something waving.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there was, Rob.
Yeah.
Sure
was. You're going to jail, buddy.
Rob's like, I'm first.
Raise my hand.
Oh, no, I don't want to be a – I do not want to be a jail bitch. Sorry.
Yeah. You like to be in control of
when
shit goes down.
When, yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, shit goes down.
Literally, shit goes down.
Oh, you guys are nasty.
I know.
That's nasty.
But no, so that's what happened with him. He got into – basically, he was there with some girl, and his middle totem pole chick kind of thought she should have been at the top of the totem pole. And she came, started woofing on the girl. Then they started fighting in the club. There was purple hair everywhere. There was hair all over the floor.
That's
girls
crazy.
Got in the back of car, police cars. And, yeah, it was pretty damn nuts.
That creates a visual when they're wolfing on the girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what ticking. Part of the totem pole you're on there when you're wolfing.
Yeah, you're at the bottom. You're definitely at the bottom.
I would tell your friend I don't believe that she just happened to be at the same club as
mm-hmm.
him.
Good call. He
right?
probably
yeah.
in the
out of all the damn
good
clubs
call.
In
look,
LA.
I
don't leave him hanging. Yeah,
give you some knuckle up.
No, you know what happened?
Ain't no fucking accident.
Yeah, Robert, we think alike.
You know what happened? Is this chick was checking out his Facebook?
Exactly. Thank you.
Stalking him.
Checking out his invites on Facebook.
Exactly.
Trying to find out where exactly this motherfucker's gonna be tonight, because this motherfucker told me he was gonna be at his grandma's house.
I'm gonna be at Club Deja Vu tonight. Oh shit! Did I just post that on Facebook? I told my girl I was gonna be at Auntie Rima's tonight.
Yeah. Like, this guy is attending this.
Exactly.
You know exactly.
So Jamaican. Yeah. This guy.
Yeah.
See, that's what happened. Facebook fucks people up. Yeah. See, and that's what happened, and that's kind of what got this whole situation like. Got me thinking, like, you got to have the rules in place when you have fuck buddies, because I think we've all had them. I mean, Desi, you have any experience with like a fuck buddy, a friend with benefits? Let's go with the girls. We're gonna mention friends with benefits for the girls. Guys, we're gonna call it fuck buddies.
Well, I already mentioned one. Well, I mean, that. I've had most of mine have been girls.
Ah.
Just to be honest. Well, because I don't know, for some reason it just ends up happening with the girls.
Nice. Okay. Nice. I like that. Hot manager Denise, have you, what's your fuck buddy situation? Because even though you're my baby, I like hearing this shit, because you know, we all have past.
It secretly turns him on.
It does. It really does.
He's not.
Yeah, I'm not all there. I'm not all there. I'm really not.
I'll tell you guys a funny story.
Okay.
I had a friends with benefits, if Ooh. That's what you want to call it.
Hey.
No, basically, from the first 10 minutes, I knew I could never bring him home, so I knew that that's all he was going to be.
Hey.
I saw him all I could count on one hand how many times, and that's all he was.
What's funny
But there
about
was
that?
No rules. That's why I'm like, there was no rules out there.
What's
but
funny
you know
about
what?
That?
I think
you were a pioneer, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was Arabic. So I knew that I could never bring him home.
Oh. Mom wouldn't. Catholic,
you
know, mom.
You just really wanted to have fun. God,
no, he was a good looking guy, but that I knew it was never going to be
Arabic.
I can bring that home. Sorry.
No.
Oh, poor Arabic guy.
Haji, I'm so sorry, but you
got to get us on 7-Eleven.
No, my mom would have been like, ¿qué?
¿Qué está haciendo en la casa, cabrón?
This is about a terrorist.
My parents were very old school traditional for a long time.
Oh, I had to. Yeah, I was Puerto Rican for the first year of
I didn't even tell my parents about him for like 2 years.
Yeah. And wow. This was like 3 days after 9/11. It was like 9/14.
Exactly,
the worst
right?
¿Qué estás haciendo en el interés?
Osama, mija, ¿estás Osama? Oh hell no.
No, but there was no rules, so I'm not really understanding the rules.
Well, how did you guys go about it? I mean, you must have had some unspoken kind of rules. You know, don't call me, don't text me, don't call me when I'm at home.
Mine never had rules though either. Like, I just kind of like realized that it was just not going to be anything more than that, because the other person was like bringing other people in front of me. So I was kind of like, okay.
But I have a question though. Were you? It was like you, girl, right?
Uh-huh.
See, we love this shit.
You and her were girl, right?
Yeah.
I'm posting pictures on the blog. was she bringing guys around, like outside of you guys?
I knew she was like talking to guys, but then she also brought another girl around me.
Oh.
And then so like I kind of got the idea. So then I kind of got over it.
Are there pictures?
There's a video.
Oh, sweet.
It's an old video. It's like, I'm really young in it, too.
I'm really young in it, too, at YouTube. Check that
out. Which means it's not available on any kind of thing, because it's for underage people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it involves minors.
One of the rules,
because
we don't want to get the signals all twisted, is you don't want to spend the night. I mean, letting a girl spend the night at your house or spending the night at her place.
Spent the night all the time.
Is that right?
Wow. See, yes. But
that's
it sends
very intimate.
Yeah. It sends the wrong messages. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is that right?
It communicates a desire to settle down. If you can keep the encounters at her place and then leave, it's much nicer than kicking her out of your place.
Mm-hmm. This goes back to Lycus 101.
I guess that applies to girl and guy.
I didn't even think of that. Exactly.
That's
true. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I must have missed that class.
Nice, yeah.
Lycus 101, Tom Lycus.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know you were a little. Yeah, nice. I love. Yeah, Lycus is the man, because Lycus didn't realize that, you know, guys in the streets were doing that before. All that stuff he's spouting is all game. It's called game.
Right,
And it's something that we've been doing for years. Like, when Lycus would say something, when I first listened to him, I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I've been doing that for a long time. And it was really cool. That's why I attached myself to Likas, because he just gave me that.
That's,
you know,
crazy, though. You know what? On that Likas tip, that's crazy.
Unfortunately for you, since he's not on the radio anymore.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying, when I showed up one day and turned on Likas 101 and he was gone, I come on. You think Likas is going to be around forever, but he's...
The station blew up.
So do you know about him then?
He knows. He knew about Likas. We're in L.A. Everybody knows Likas.
If anybody knows about Likas, they should have known about the K-Rock show. That they were doing a parody on him, which was fucking...
Oh, really? Great. I didn't even know that. Maybe that was Brian Whitman.
The same day that Likas goes off the air.
No shit. K-Rock. Oh, that's really funny, because I was listening to Likas as he was going off the air.
So did I. I listened to it at the very end.
That's funny. No shit.
I didn't catch that one.
I heard him sign off, and I was in the traffic. Happy ass fucking intro
signal
into 97.1.
Oh, fuck 97.1. Wow. Anybody who's not in LA who doesn't know what the F we're talking about, Tom Likas, it was the number one show afternoon drive, and 97.1 FM was our favorite radio station.
That stupid thing is on YouTube.
Is it really?
The launch of Amp Radio on 97.1.
Oh, no.
It's like they did a remix of like a whole bunch of different stuff that was popular at the time, but the remix sucked ass, and it kind of like repeated itself over and over within itself, and it sucked ass. Literally,
that's
terrible.
BS, dude.
Yeah. See, I didn't catch that.
But one other rule,
we didn't miss anything.
One other rule that actually kind of relates to Likas, in the Friends with Benefits world is you got to keep cuddling to a minimum.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of intimate stuff is going to create an emotional desire for more.
Yep.
You got to avoid this. You want to keep things physical rather than emotional. 15 minutes of cuddling is the max, and you got to be out of there right after that. You have to roll.
I say five.
Is
five.
Right?
I love this girl. See?
If you're a fuck buddy, why do you need more than five?
Exactly.
You know what? And you know why you have to keep cuddling to a minimum? Because little things like...
That's emotional.
If you caress a forearm...
Oh, my God.
...for a woman, if you do this... You know, you slide your fingers back and forth on top of your forearm. That sends signals to the brain that attach emotions to that physical contact at that moment.
With my fuck buddy, we cuddled, and I used to caress her all the time.
That's hot. You guys are girls.
We would do that. So I guess it applies to girl and guy, but not for girl and girl, maybe.
I read something about body language before, and it said something about, you know, having physical contact on specifically this part of the arm.
Really?
Forearm. It's weird. It did kind of feel weird when I would do it.
It attaches, you know, physical emotion to it.
Like it felt good in a way. It felt kind of like, I don't know, like we... No, loving.
You guys bonded.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. Weird. Yeah.
It's a bonding experience. It has something, and it was specifically, drawn towards women, between the relationships between men and women, and how men can, you know, make the women more into them. You know, stroke their forearm. Try it. Try it next time you want to, you know, actually be intimate with somebody.
I usually tickle the palm.
So just so you know, and I don't mean to kill it, but that's also how you calm autistic kids.
Well, there you go.
Oh, shit.
So you're in luck if you're like an autistic chick.
You are in luck. She's always working. Always working.
That's a great word. I'm going to put that in the back of my mind next time with an autistic chick. Hey, you know what? Come here.
Just try it on a regular chick next time. Next time you're into a chick, stroke her forearm a little bit. See how far you get.
I'm going to look for an autistic one, actually.
they don't talk much.
How about a little autistic chick?
A midget autistic chick.
Interesting.
Boing.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, God.
We're going somewhere.
That's so weird.
Yeah. That's a new genre of porn you just created.
Exactly.
We are all going to hell in a basket. Not me. You're not?
No.
You're hanging out with us.
Yeah.
You're going.
Yeah. Guilty by association.
By association.
Damn, all that praying's not going to work.
Nope.
I go to church on Ash Wednesday.
That's it. Once a year. You're Mexican. You guys go once a year.
Midnight mass.
That's it. Yeah, no.
Not drunk.
That doesn't count.
No. She probably goes high.
They do. Her and
what
her brothers.
What the fuck is up with that? You guys are talking about, and as you guys are saying that, I'm fixing my roof.
Oh, shit.
So you go to midnight mass, too, on Ash Wednesday.
God is a forgiving God.
You know what?
God.
I gotta throw this out there. I go to church every Sunday. I just have to throw that out there real quick.
All I know is God is a forgiving God, and as long as you repent before you die, you're fine.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm working on my way
to heaven. That's what I'm hoping for, being associated with
this one over here.
Today, we're all in this group.
Yeah. So,
like, hey, don't you know Dusty? Aren't you Dusty?
No.
I heard. Yeah, no, you don't want to be associated with this one over here.
No. Okay, I got my brothers too.
Yeah, your brothers, drug dealers. Love them though. They're not. Oh wait, bakery salesman.
Somebody
wait,
else.
They're enterprising.
That was
they're
somebody
yeah.
else.
Oh yeah.
Entrepreneurs.
Exactly. Yeah, entrepreneurs see? Fighting the system.
Rebelling against the man.
But one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to enter a friends with benefits arrangement while you're drunk.
Huh.
There's a difference between a one-night stand and a friends with benefits. But before entering drunk, it is not wise. God forbid there's beer goggles. You
oh,
want
God.
To go to bed with the supermodel and wake up with the dog. You don't want to do that. Besides, don't you want to be sober enough to remember all the marvelous fun you had the night before? You don't want to enter a friends relationship, a friends with benefits relationship drunk because... You guys got to be sober, right? You guys.
Unless you plan it, and you're like, let's just get drunk, and then you know what's going to happen.
Once again, that's number 88.
It's like, you know, a little bit of innuendo there. It's like, let's get drunk.
Okay.
She fell and slipped and landed on some dick.
Exactly, right?
Or vagina. No, I'm just kidding.
Tortillera.
And one thing you don't want to do, and this is something that Robert pointed out earlier, is you don't want to let them leave anything behind.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Do not.
No.
Never leave anything no. there.
That's only an excuse for them to come back and mm-hmm. get whatever they
not only that.
Behind.
You know what? You
not
know.
Only that, but should you stop talking to that fuck buddy, you lose that whatever item that is.
Exactly. A breaking video.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Oh, yeah. Great video. I lost because I stopped messing with an F buddy.
Yeah.
So that's really what happens. You can't do that. And you also can't discuss anything real. You got to remember when you're trying to avoid intimacy, you can't kill it with, oh, my God, yeah, my grandma mom is really tripping right now.
Yeah, keep your problems to yourself.
Yeah. When you guys do, you do your thing, boom, 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 and it's out. Don't sit there and talk about it.
Because honestly, as a fuck buddy, I want to see your genitals, and then I want you to leave.
Yeah.
Who stays
yeah.
around that long and talk about all that crap?
Some people
no
do.
Pillow talk.
People with no game, exactly.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you're gone.
For those people, they need rules.
Yeah, exactly. It's the laymans out there. It's the laymans who really need the rules, because the average person would probably take this as common sense. I mean, you know, really common sense.
You know when you're a fuck buddy.
Exactly.
Sorry.
If yeah. you don't know, you're
it's
a dumbass.
Clear.
Exactly. If you don't, you're a dumbass.
You're ditzy if you
you're
don't.
You're a dumbass. And one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to give them pet names.
Women yeah. are stupid.
No,
don't call them princess.
Listen to this.
Yeah,
give it to me.
I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals.
Yeah.
Your genitals.
This is John Lajoie on YouTube. Check it out. It's so funny.
It's called genitals. Show Me Your Genitals.
Your
genitalia.
Yeah.
This is all we want to see.
Robert's in practicing.
Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're titties. Talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties.
See, listen, titties. This guy's
go.
I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree.
Exactly.
And I can't shove my fist in your childhood dream.
Titties.
So why are you sharing all this information with me?
Show me your genitals.
Thank you. Fuck buddies.
Right,
so friends with benefits.
I have to take a poll. Do we have
your genitals?
Titties.
Show me
ass?
Your genitals.
Titties.
Genitalia. I love this song.
Oh my God.
I'm take a poll.
Titties
okay.
or ass?
Titties or ass?
Well, he's
ass.
He's a guy.
Yeah,
so
well, no,
ass.
But he's
he's gay. He's ass.
Oh, good. Well,
yeah.
Ass.
If I had to choose, because you can always buy titties, I'm going ass.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Desi ass. Denise?
Ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love me some titties.
Oh, I love titties too, but titties without an ass is horrible. I'd rather have nice ass with no titties.
Yeah.
Because I'll pay the $5,000 just to, hey, let's make these
and,
right.
And the financing grades are great today. Yeah.
Let's make these right, guys.
0% APR.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, exactly. That's all I need, baby. Because
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, credit.
Nah, I co-sign for some titties. I have somebody co-sign. Mom!
You know, I think you can look on Craigslist for some pre-owned ones.
pre-owned ones, some used titties.
Yeah.
You can get anything, et cetera. Just go to ETC, et cetera.
They only got 18,000 miles on them.
It's still good. They got a little couple cigarette burns. On that note, let's get the hell out of here. Thank you guys for coming out, checking us out. Fuck buddies, make sure you guys remember the rules. This is very important.
Remember your you're a fuck buddy.
Please, seriously. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
Check us out at podtalkers@gmail.com.
Air FM.
iTunes.
Yes.
Don't forget to check out Tattoo Traditions.
And yes. MySpace, Facebook, and the Twitter. Check us out.
And check out the 13 other shows we have on podtalkers.com. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to our from I'm Isaac, host of the BS Podcast. Make sure you hear us Saturday night at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern, only on Error FM, Channel 1, at errorfm.com.